to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bond. 7:05 in the morning, December the 17th. Oh, my gosh. It's just 8 days to Christmas. Bad Bob. Are you finished shopping?
Not even started.
Remember, the 7-Elevens are open on Christmas Day. And, you know, I think even some of the food stores are. You can always get a can of cranberry sauce and wrap it up.
5-Hour Energy is looking really good.
There you go. Hey, our phone number's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you know what? I know somebody's got all of her Christmas shopping done.
Well, pretty much so. Good morning and welcome to the program here. Starting our Monday morning, there's been so much that's happened. We're going to cover a lot of things. And, of course, we want to take your calls here at KCNR. Our hotline is 605-4567. We're going to weigh in on a lot of topics this morning. Most assuredly what happened before the weekend was out, and we kind of just mulled over. I think we're all mulling. We're in that moment. But if you're just tuning in, 47 degrees here in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a big jump of about 1 degree today. No, not really. We're going to be about 51. It's about 90% chance of showers, slight chance of showers tonight with some possible snow when we're plummeting to 31 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Bob, do you have a weather?
How about that snow over the weekend?
Well, how about that
snow? You know
snow?
What? When I was coming back from Iowa, I was up for the Lane of the Rees, and it was cold and it was raining up there, but it wasn't snowing. And then on the way back, the temperature dropped about another, 2 degrees, whatever it took, but then the snow was coming down. So
beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, Elk Killer was out there. I wasn't quite sure.
As things started to formulate in the back, you know, make
right.
formation. She was like, what's that?
Yes, I wasn't there yesterday, and so it needs to be attacked. So, hey, you know, we do have a lot of things to talk about. I think it happened over the weekend, but we're going to also address what happened in Connecticut and some things that way. But first, we're going to... You know what? How you do business with somebody for a long time, but you don't really see them a lot. Well, on Friday, we went to the Seroptimist. Is it Friday?
Thursday night.
We went to the Seroptimist fundraiser they had, and Kathy Lathrop Cummings, who is our Wells Fargo advisor, heads all that up. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 69 points at 13,204. The S&P 500 was positive 9 at 1422, and the NASDAQ was positive 13 at 2984. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 26 cents at $10.84, and Citigroup up 85 cents at $38.45. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $4.65, and Tri-Counties Bank is up 39 cents at $16.50. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year bond yield to 2.88%. In the commodity markets, crude oil was up 62 cents at $87.87, gold up 40 cents at $16.97.40, and silver unchanged at $32.31. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 here. If you want to talk to them about what's going on in the market, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or drop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Retired Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope is going to be on at 8 o'clock. And, you know, we've got a number of things happening before that. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott KCNR, 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There's a place called Kokomo.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
As I watched the political advertisements this year, I was reminded of college and my political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than the promises to the voters. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. As I watch TV, I see many office holders misrepresent the facts on their failing policies by blaming previous administrations. They slander their opponents by telling half-truths, and the uninformed believe them. There are, of course, many good people in politics. Many ran for office for the first time. As citizens, it is our responsibility to become informed voters. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM. Your morning tabloid to the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It is time to go there. Get that coffee, special prices. I mean, they treat it so well. And they will meet or beat any tobacco price in this town. Veterans get discounts. Joe and Shelley have done a tremendous amount to support this community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. We have discovered on Thursday that we just aren't what you'd call professional auctioneers at the Sproctimus.
No,
you know
what?
But let me tell you something. There are some things you can do to help yourself if you're not a professional auctioneer. One is that is just remember how much anybody is bidding. That would always help. You know, if you have three bids from different parts of the room, I'd lose it. And then Linda, God bless you, honey. Bless your little heart.
Bless my little heart.
Bless your heart. Is Linda? The people hold up these numbers. You know that this is their bidding numbers. So Linda went, okay, $170 for $42 or for $40. Oh, there's $80 for $50. There's $130 for.
I got lost a few times.
I said, don't use numbers. I said, this is tough enough as it is.
This is why Carl does the checkbook.
Yeah, I tell you. Anyway, but people came up afterwards and thanked us and they had a great time. Gosh, it was really exciting, the auction. I said, yeah, I didn't mean to be that
much. Head is full at Christmas. Right, Bob, when your head is full, which is most of the time anyway, but at Christmas time, to even think that you're going to put numbers on top of that, forget about it.
Well, anyway, everybody at the Soroptimist did a great job. You know what? They do great things for people. In this case, they were helping a village and a school, a school in Uganda. Helped them build an outhouse, if you can believe that. So you need to be turned up there.
Yeah, my headphones.
Things that we absolutely take for granted, like sanitation. Yes.
Okay, we need to check her headphones when you get a chance, Bob, because I think first of all we have to see if those are the right headphones.
Do I have the right headphones on?
Okay, let's go on from there.
Good morning.
Saturday, Reese Across America. Reads Across America was up there on Saturday at noon. And let me tell you that it was, there was well over 100 people up there. And it was raining, it was cold, it was everything that you could possibly think of reasons not to go. And yet people were there. And it was a beautiful service, beautiful ceremonies. And children from the elementary school, or junior high, I should say, you know, read their themes about honor and.
I understand that they had an essay, like a competition, the winner of that essay, or the first three winners of that essay, from
what
I guess.
They were reading, and it was just
very meaningful.
It was meaningful. Now, here's the other thing too: is that then there's, it's been a couple months since I've been up there, and there are more grave sites than. I mean, they filled up areas out there. Then I thought, oh my gosh! But you know, they're doing so many a day out there, as our World War II and Korean and now Vietnam veterans are just passing away.
You were surprised at the number, Mr. Wiley, who was here on our show as a guest to talk about this event, was either last week or the week before. Stated the number that are buried up there, and I think you were like, well, wow.
It's
gone up 500 in a year, more than that in a year, and daily.
Daily.
There's several a day that are being buried.
Well, you know
that would make three or four.
If you have not been up there, you need to go up there because then when we put the wreaths on, then now the snow is starting to come down.
Beautiful
up there, and so there's a picture taken 4 years ago, I believe, 4 or 5 years ago, that right there at Igo, all the wreaths on the final resting spots, on the gravestones there, on the monuments, all had snow all over them. So anyway, it was a tremendous, tremendous ceremony, and it doesn't last very long. And the thing is you get a chance to take wreaths and put them on people's and to, you know, to bring them to their sites.
Well, something I wanted to bring up too is that on Friday, we just wanted to thank all of you, loyal listeners, and for so many of you that did give us birthday greetings. We are celebrating. We did start to celebrate. It was our birthday, meaning KCNR, on Friday. 3 years it was to the day that we were on the air and launched. And so we're going into what we would call our fourth year. And we thank all of you for that.
What we would call our fourth year? We'd call it otherwise. Fifth year?
I don't know, whatever you want to make it.
How about the year of the comet?
Yeah,
because we blaze across the sky.
Yeah, how I like to hear the call.
But we're not going to burn out. Think of us like
haze. Exactly.
You know, it's just this time of the year. This time of the year is one of reflection, but one of joyousness, if that's a word, and then to have something happen that is so dramatic in your lives. We're going to talk about that as we come back from the break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal from Old School Restaurant in the Pine Street School, former Peel Local location, and we understand that some of life's greatest moments are celebrated and memories created in restaurants. And as we move into the new year, we want Old School to be a place where friends and family continue to meet as we all look forward to what the new year has in store. So we've designed a very special menu of my favorites, along with exciting entertainment on New Year's Eve with Mr. Lou White and the band performing till 1 a.m. As we end 2012 and look forward to 2013, we'll be offering a very special four-course menu all weekend long, including luscious lobster bisque, followed by a gorgonzola stuffed pear salad, nestled in flaky puff pastry, laced with a champagne vinaigrette. Entrees from beef Wellington style, salmon Oscar, or vegetarian butternut squash with asparagus and risotto. And finish off 2012 with a very special dessert as we present a celebration of chocolate. Get more details at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600. Old School Restaurant is open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Hope you have a very joyful and safe holiday season from Old School Restaurant, and don't forget our private banquet facilities for your holiday celebrations.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460 AM. 7:22 in the morning. It's about, is that thermometer, is that temperature right there, 47?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 47 degrees. It's going to get rainy today. Let's talk Friday. Let's talk what happened in that terrible tragedy. There was so much news. Here's the problem when you have 24 hours a day news and multiple stations is they've got to fill it up, and they fill it up with anything that comes by them, whether it's right or wrong. And in this case, most of the stuff they were coming out with, besides the fact there was a terrible, terrible shooting tragedy, was wrong. It's just today that things have really, yesterday and today, things have really started to sort themselves out. But here's the bottom line. The battles are already starting about gun control. No gun control. Gun control. If he didn't have access to the weapons, then he wouldn't have done this. If he didn't have access to high capacity magazines that have, 15 or 20 rounds in them, it wouldn't have happened. If he didn't have the quote assault rifle, that wouldn't have happened. You know, all of course is specious arguments and not true. The fact is, no matter what you say about a weapon, it's nothing different than a hammer or a car or anything like that. It's a tool. And there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people that use that tool correctly. But what we have to ask ourselves here, and this was, and we got this from a, and we get this from Columbine, is that after Columbine, security measures were taken in all schools. People were being trained in how to take care of themselves. And what happens if something like this happens in a school? And why would something like this happen anyway? And, you know, we're never going to know that, because Adam Lanza is dead. And who is Adam Lanza? You know, here's the various reports coming in. Brilliant, disturbed, autistic, not autistic. Somebody that people liked, quiet, yet other people reports he would come up to people and stare at them. Held on to a briefcase all through high school. But what drove him to go to this class at Sandy Hook after killing his mom, shooting her multiple times? What drove him to do this? What was in his head? And again, we will never know. And it, but we should, there are things that we can do after this tragedy. Were teachers trained for an emergency like this? One teacher, from what we understand, pushed all of her children into a closet and stood there. And when he came in and said, "Where are the kids? Where's your class?" or words to that effect, she said they were in the library. She was there by herself. He then killed her. The woman, and if this indeed is true, is a hero. Is a hero just like a Marine taking a hill. She's a hero. She put her life between the gunman and her children. Was there a system that allowed doors to the classrooms to be locked and nothing allowed in? And I'm not, you know, if I've heard two stories, is that they had a security system there, and that he was, one, buzzed in to the front door, and second, he just busted through. And he's 20 years old, he's slight of build, and he busted through this. Now, does this mean is that the glass there was not shatterproof, or it wasn't a tough enough lock, or did somebody just buzz him in? This guy has a vest and is carrying weapons and has a mask on. I just don't think they would buzz him in. There was a camera system there. Are there camera systems in our schools where you can kind of see what's going on down the hallways there? But the big thing is, it's just like a lock on the studio door. If we shut it and we put a bar across it, you are not getting in. Or you've locked it with that, and the only way you're going to get in is with a special key that only exists in the principal's office or someplace. And what about the idea, have we come to the spot, security guards in schools? I have been to schools where there are security guards, armed security guards. And these were in the suburbs of St. Louis. We had armed security guards. They had ways of dividing the school into each wing if they had to. This was back in the early 60s. There was no killing in those schools, not from somebody mass murder, but there was, you know, gangs and fights and all this kind of stuff. Is it time to put security in our schools? Our hearts go out to the children. And the, I mean, my grandkids, my grandson's 6 years old. That age. I talked to my daughter this weekend, and she, and of all times, the two children were sick on the same day and have not been sick all year. And she said, "You know, I'm going to let you stay home because I'm sick too." So the three of them were there together when all this tragedy happened, and she hugged them. She said, "I must have hugged them for hours," and she'd cry. And her son, my grandson, would say, "Mom, don't cry. We're okay."
Quit watching it, Mom.
Quit watching it. And so I go into this. You know, just a couple minutes left here is, what can we do to help safen our schools? And what can we be looking for? Because Patty Bay, renowned psychologist here in town, author, and I have been in contact. And, in fact, tomorrow.
Dr. Patty Bay.
Tomorrow we are having a show right on KCNR. It's going to be a special hour for this show. We're going to have Dr. Bay, representative from the police department, the sheriff's department, and the Shasta County schools. And we want to sit here and talk about this. We want to talk about what's done in our schools to keep us safe. What are the police do? How are they set up to get to a place like this quickly? I know they have plans, but maybe people don't know this. And we want to talk to Dr. Bay, about mental health. Because mental health funding has been cut way out. And by the way, security funding for schools was cut out under the Obama administration.
Well,
and I'm not blaming this on President Obama. In fact, his words last night were beautiful. He, yes, was a healing force at that. But there is funds, and there's things that have to be done, and we have to make some decisions here. At what point do we make schools? Do we have the teachers allowed to carry concealed weapons there? You know, that's another thing. If schools are gun-free, and with that, there can be people that are killed because of that. Anyway, and I am not blaming anybody at Sandy Hook. It was something that happened that, how could you foresee something like this? But we need to be prepared so there will never be another one, especially here in the North State.
Well, there should be an interesting study, I'm sure, that we'll find out. You know, his mother did pull him from school. He was an honor student. We'll go on about she was battling with him. She did homeschool him. There was some...
She was trying. There was something going on there.
There was something going on there, and we'll go back, come back later and talk about the fact that she was a survivalist. Taking a break there, Casey,
on 1460. That progress is being made in the fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 70 points. But if the fiscal cliff deal isn't reached by year's end, tax refunds checks may get delayed until the second quarter. That's because filers wouldn't get to complete their returns until March, if not later. The delay, which would affect $200 billion, could send the U.S. back into recession since so many Americans depend on their refund checks. And another way retailers are looking to get your business is offering same-day shipping for a fee between $5 and $10. But many customers order as much as needed to qualify for free shipping and aren't willing to pay. Walmart rolled out its same-day delivery in October and is testing it in 5 markets. Amazon launched the service in 2009, and it's currently in 10 cities. eBay is also testing same-day delivery in San Francisco and New York. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HDTV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR, 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott. Your view, your eye on the world. We've been talking about, it's 7:35 in the morning on December the 17th. We've been talking about the tragedy in back in Connecticut. And we got a caller on line one. Brian, you're live on KCNR. Brian, you're live on KCNR. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, Carl. Hey, you know, being a teacher and getting the news ready, I couldn't even wrap my head around this whole situation. It just was beyond any thought concept that you could even come up with. But anyway, we need to stop thinking about what weapons can be used to do mass murder or whatever and look at the fact that our country is very sick. We're looking at kids, this generation of tattooing and piercing. I mean, there's no moral compass anymore. We're at a point in our history where our children are lost. And the one thing it says in the Bible is that your children will turn on you. And our children are turning on us. They're sick. We're not helping them. We're not teaching them the values that we used to teach. There's no religion in school. I mean, you're barely able to do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. And this country is lost, and our children are telling us. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse if we don't start standing up and doing what we're supposed to be doing. I know there's a lot of good parents out there doing their job and everything, but there's a lot that need help to know how, because this generational cycle's been going on for three generations now, and you've got parents that have no idea how to raise their kids because they just weren't taught from their parents.
Well, you know, Brian, you know, when I was growing up, there was never an incident of this ever happening that I remember. I mean, none. I mean, this was too, something like this would be too horrendous to not remember. When Linda was growing up, and she was a few years behind me, did you ever remember anything like this happening when you were, you know, during your time in school?
No.
Bob?
The closest I can think of is the Texas Tower shootings.
But that was, okay, but it wasn't directed at school children, where we're having shootings,
yeah,
like they're
yeah.
going into, like, Virginia Tech. And people are shot down there and like yeah. this. And then those little Amish girls, the children that were yeah. shot down. And you know what, Brian, I think that you're right. We're in this time of secular progressiveness that says it's okay to do anything that you want. That there are a lot of times there's no sense of responsibility. And I think you're right there. And do we, you know, our children need to be grounded in something. Now, a school can't teach that, but a school could sure as heck reinforce it.
Well, and I don't expect the teachers to get into that. That's not their job. Their job
no.
is academics only. And it's gotten to the point we're becoming counselors. We're putting our kids in school and after school programs longer. There is no bonding with parents anymore. They're put into daycare when they're 8 months old. I mean, or right when they're born. I mean, we're watching babies given to other people to take care of. I mean, it's gotten to the point it's absolute chaos. I mean, we have completely gone the complete reversal of what we were meant to do as human beings with our children. You know, my daughter came up to me a couple of days ago. I was helping her with her math, and I got stuck on this problem I couldn't help her with. And she goes, you know what? I'm smarter than you, Dad. And she goes, oh, my God, Dad, I'm sorry. And I said, no. I said, no. I said, that's a compliment to me. I told her, then I'm doing my job because she's supposed to be better than me, man. It just breaks my heart. These little children were shot down, and it's just gotten to the point now it's going into the schools. I mean, we're literally becoming so saturated with violence, we're turning on ourselves. These kids are watching violent movies. I've got little kids that are telling me their parents let them watch R-rated movies, and I'm like, oh, my God. They got TVs and games in their rooms. They're totally separate from their families and playing this crap. And what are we doing to our children? What we need to say. What are we doing to our children? Because this is where it really comes down to. They're our future, and we're supposed to make decisions based on their future, not by the moment. We don't just throw them off to somebody else or babysit them for the TV because we're too busy doing our own thing. We got to be playing games with them again. We got to be eating at the table with them. We've got to be there and listen to them. We're not hearing them. They are telling us what the problem is, and we're not listening.
Our feelings
to be a part of children every day and just see this degradation every day. I'm sorry, man. I'm getting all emotional.
No, no. You know what? We're going to, you know, we've archived all of our stuff here. And the things you said, Brian, are so strong and so powerful and so correct. We let our kids, you know, we've seen this before where 4 or 5 year olds are being babysat by an iPad, you know, and there's no interaction with the family in them.
And they're comatose in front of the iPad as if, the, you know, as long as they're quiet and they're sitting over there. But the kids are comatose. And then you see that they start to have this attention deficit. And we're watching it. We don't know what to do. We don't know how.
Well, and then you've got the next step. Let's medicate them because the teachers don't have time to handle them. Or we're seeing a major increase in speech pathology now. Major. It has skyrocketed, and they're like, what is going on? And so there's studies all over the world happening, but I can guarantee it's technology. The technology is completely destroying what we're supposed to be doing. If you look at all the variables, there's all these other things thrown in there that are just whacking away at the tree, man, and it's just chopping it down.
Well, there is, and you know what? The fact is that maybe people really need to take a look at, you know, what are we doing here? I mean, you know, we talk about the electronic age, but the electronic age is cutting us off from each other. It's, you know, when's the last time you write a letter? You know, everything goes out over the electrons. Here's the thing is, and this is one of the things I want to talk about tomorrow is security in our schools. And Brian, I'm not going to put you on the spot here talking specifically, but are there programs that tell teachers or train teachers to take action during these things?
Well, actually, our principal asked. She came into the classroom last Friday and asked me if I would make sure I tell the parents. She wants a classroom-wide lockdown for a week. Just because it would make the parents feel safer because, you know, the unpredictableness and let everything cool down because who knows, sometimes these kind of things start up other things.
Copycat, and that's one of the things we're going to discuss
tomorrow.
So she's
doing a proactive thing, and I agree with her. I said not a problem. Well, I'm with you on this.
Well, Brian, let me ask a question. Is that, is your, are the doors steel doors that somebody can't break in?
Oh, yeah, we got steel doors.
Okay. Man. All right, well, then I feel better that way. Then if you really did have a lockdown, nobody's going to get in there.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
All right. Hey,
God bless you guys.
Well, you know, you too, Brian. Thank you so much for your phone call and your obvious caring. And you know what? You can't. This should affect. This what happened in Connecticut should affect you. If it doesn't affect a person or any person, then there's something missing there. And then I would be concerned about that group. So.
Well, I'm one of the last in that generation. I'm 46 years old, and the way I was brought up is not the same way that I see other kids being brought up that are 20, 30 years older than me or younger than me.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I do everything I can to make sure I instill moral values in my girls. They go to church. They're in their youth groups. I mean, and keeping them not so busy that they don't have a child's life. But, you know, keep them preoccupied on other things because this was a very difficult thing to bring up to my kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we prayed for those children at the table and you know, we had to tell the girls what was going on. I mean, we didn't
have to
choice.
because they'll hear other things. Anyway, Brian, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you very much.
As usual, such great phone calls.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got to take a break here. You know what? If I'm going to take that part of what he said, and I'm going to put it up where people can listen to this again. Put it on our website where they can just listen to those parts where he said, we've got to reach our kids again. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, 7:46 in the morning. Some portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to keep you warm when you need to be warm, and that's now because it's going to get colder and colder. Any type of system, any type of heating or air conditioning system, they can fix it or they can maintain it or they can install it. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-221-2642, 530-221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, so Roptimus in the attack here. I guess it maybe got Dan Kupski and Sherry Hoyer.
Good morning.
And we're
good
talking
morning.
About the King and Queen.
We are. We're here to talk about Mardi Gras, the Seroptimus International Reading. We're putting on our 41st Mardi Gras at the Reading Civic Auditorium, Reading Convention Center, whatever it's called today. It starts at 6 o'clock and goes till midnight.
And last year, I came at 6 o'clock and was at that crap table, never moved for 3 hours. I looked up and went, I've been here for 3 hours, but it was so much fun. That is one of the best parties of the night. But we all know that when we go and we buy our little chips and we have our fun, the money is going towards great cause. What is the raise? What's the money for?
Well, let me go back just a little bit. We started in 1946, and we were immediately asked to help the community in lots of different ways. And one of those ways was with building or helping the Senior Citizens Hall. So we actually started Mardi Gras to help senior citizens, and then we helped build. We have the project that built the Civic Audit, or the, excuse me, the Women's Refuge. Oh, sorry, I'm really messing this up. The Senior Citizens Hall. Thank you. I got a lot of words. Oh, yeah. Those are all the people we help. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so we are here to raise money for scholarships and programs that benefit women and children.
All right, and so our King and Queen nominations, today's the last day, right, for the entry forms?
Yes, it is.
And we wanted to get the word out quickly. Dan, you were nominated, and I believe you were crowned.
Yes, I was fortunate enough. I became king. Yeah, it's good to be king.
And how did that feel? How did that feel for you? You were nominated as somebody who's been so helpful to women and children.
Well, it was a really, really fun event. It was quite a campaign because once you get nominated and everybody, you can get votes by certainly selling tickets to the events, but everybody can get online every day and vote for you. So you're emailing all your friends and telling everybody, hey, I'm running for King of the Seraphimus. What's that? And you tell them, explain them about the organization. What a great organization, because I know my time with the police department, Seraphimus has done a lot for the community. They started Secret Witness in our area. They've done a lot. And then the scholarships for the students. And so the word gets out, and then suddenly you're watching the vote count every day, and you're behind your head, you're behind your head, emailing and trying to get everybody you know to vote for you. It's a lot of fun. And I squeaked out a great campaign over a very good competitor, Jet Thomas, who's a teacher at Shasta High School, or retired now. But
Dan, is that why you came in with the $1 bills for the staff here?
Well, exactly. And the pizza's coming later. So, but I've already run. My campaign's over, so somebody else is going to get in the fire. But it's such a great organization. They do so much for the community. And you were right. What a great event that is down at the convention.
It's one of the best functions of the year. Social gatherings, and of course we know that we're doing a we have a visit, a very special visit in the house. We'll tell you about that in just a moment after we take our break. Let's go online. Sheila, tell us how we nominate the king and queen.
Okay, you can go to www.readingseraphimus.com and download the form. Today is the last day for entries for King and Queen. We really encourage you to think of those community members who are working and helping women and children in Shasta County. We know you're out there. We've gotten quite a few entries already, but we don't want your person to be forgotten. So today's the day. Don't forget. We'll be there waiting for you.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I know that there's a Santa sighting. I hope that maybe he'll come in the studio and say a quick...
And he looks a little trim and sandwich this morning.
We'll be right back. We do have to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM.
Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
It's a holiday happening at the Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. That's right, Fields Jewelers is moving around the corner to the Shasta Center. So in celebration of our new location, we're sharing the joy and offering tremendous savings. Save anywhere from 25 to 75% off almost everything in the store. It's your perfect chance for that special gift for that person on your nice list. Fields Jewelers, Hilltop Drive by Sportsman's Warehouse. For now, 221-0230. So come experience the Fields Jewelers Holiday Moving Sale. On now through Christmas, and it's off to our new location at the Shasta Center.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning. KCNR, 1460 AM on December 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? Should you go there? How about 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties? How about the fact they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts and the price is very competitive? They're locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You call, they'll be there to make sure you're warm during the winter time. 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Good people. All right, let's go to the phones. Charles, you're live on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, right now in the wake of the shooting that happened, out of raw emotion, a lot of people are, you know, advocating for certain policy changes without really, you know, knowing the facts and without really giving their emotions a time to settle. And remember back the Gabby Giffords shooting early 2011?
Yes.
A lot of people were, out of raw emotion, were blaming political rhetoric and calling for, you know, restrictions being made on political speech and so forth. And
oh, yeah, they're talking, oh, guys, they put a target out there and all these things, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, raw emotion is almost never a basis, any kind of proper basis for making major policy decisions. And to try to, you know, make a major policy decision, you know, in the heat of raw emotion, it's just, it's a very dangerous thing to do, and need to, you know, avoid the temptation to give into that kind of thing.
Well, that's true, and already you're seeing things, ban this, ban that.
Absolutely.
Ban a high-capacity magazine, so okay, so what, you put 10 like they do in California, so then you have 3 magazines, and you just reload. Because most of these people get into, when they go into a place, they go into a place where they can just shoot, because they believe nobody's going to have a weapon. They go to weapons-free zones. We just had somebody in here who was that was in the schools that said, why don't they let teachers be armed? And then, and the other, another guest that's coming through here says there should be a sign out there. Our teachers are armed and trained, to protect their children. The, you know, the bottom line is this, is that, criminals like this or people that are this type go to places where it's safe for them to kill people. You don't see them walk into a police station and start shooting, do you? You don't see them. You know what? The guy in at Fort Hood, Texas, he knew everybody was unarmed. He goes into a hospital and starts shooting. I mean, you know, this terrorist down there. The bottom line is they go places where they can just shoot, because nobody, they believe that they can shoot and shoot and shoot and nobody is going to confront them. And the first time they hear the sirens, they, you know, they kill themselves or they stop shooting. You know, they just give up because nobody is confronted evil. And that
right.
is one of the problems. And people talk about, oh, concealed carry, all these people that do this. Well, weapons are used a million times a year that aren't even shot, just produced to stop crimes. And what if there had been a security guard or somebody, a teacher in that school that was armed, would have made a difference?
Perhaps,
but see, we won't know because schools are gun-free, and that means that the children then, and the teachers are especially the children, but the teachers are unarmed. There's no weapons, and there's no security guards there. And they had a school that had a lock on it. Supposedly you had to be buzzed in. Well, obviously that didn't stop this guy.
Right.
So we have to take a look, and that's why our show tomorrow, we're going to have it at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking about mental health with Dr. Bay. We're going to be talking to representatives from the police and the sheriff and hopefully the Shasta County Schools.
about how what we do here in our county, in our city, to keep our kids safe. So, okay. Hey, Charles, thanks for calling.
All right.
A site that you, I wish that we could only try to describe to you on a like, take it up a notch here with a couple notes. And hopefully, after the break, you're going to get a chance to hear his voice. But, you know, Sheriff Jim Pope is with us today, and Santa is in the house, and we just witnessed...
Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
Well, no, what we've been... You know what? Sheriff Jim Pope was just making sure. He was out there frisking Santa. Frisking Santa. And that was kind of like, I wish I had a photo of that. But we're going to be right back after the news, and we're going to have Sheriff Jim Pope in here. Maybe it's an opportune time to be talking about, you know, we want to talk to Sheriff Pope about himself, his life, law enforcement here, and
Fox
Santa.
News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What was a school remains a crime scene in Newtown, Connecticut.
There are many, many witnesses that need to be interviewed.
Including two adults who were shot but survived the massacre and all the children who escaped the elementary school rampage.
Any interviews with any children will be done with professionals, with parents, and with investigators as appropriate.
State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance, 20 kids and 6 adults were killed. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Newtown.
Sandy Hook Elementary School will remain a crime scene and may never reopen. Plans are being made for the elementary school children to attend a nearby school that had been shut down and will be reopened with their belongings and classroom materials. 2 funerals for 2 6-year-olds killed will be held today. Candlelight vigils and church masses are also scheduled in many more towns. Dave?
Courtney, at a vigil last night, President Obama said,
"We can't tolerate this anymore."
And a debate is already starting in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
Democrats are vowing to draft assault weapons and high-capacity magazine bans. Retiring Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman wants to see a commission on violence.
We've got to bring everybody to the table, including the gun manufacturers and the gun rights groups and the entertainment industry.
The West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, an NRA member who shot a rifle in a political campaign ad, is now calling for reasonable restrictions on guns. Manchin adding he knows no sporting or hunting arena that uses assault rifles with 30-round clips. Some Republicans, however, raise concerns about any gun rights limits. Dave.
Jared, the day after 2 police officers were shot and killed outside a grocery store in Topeka, Kansas. A standoff outside a home this morning. Police fired shots and tear gas inside, pulled out the 22-year-old suspect who later died at a hospital. And it's Election Day. The Electoral College voters meet in every state to formally cast ballots for President Obama. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays. All for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club and get more cheer for less. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
When those Electoral College electors meet today to vote, it won't be formal, even though they're casting their ballots after the election in November. Congress will not make President Obama's victory official until a vote tally next month. Can either side win Syria's civil war? That's a question amid today's continued fighting. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
We've heard from the most senior figure in Syria to admit that President Assad isn't going to win this war, but neither are the rebels. Syria's Vice President Farouk al-Shara says the battle is now about defending the existence of Syria. He's calling for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. In Damascus, some of the heaviest fighting is now focused around Yarmouk camp, home to tens of thousands of Palestinian refugees. Thousands have fled the area, and more than 20 people have been killed after Syrian jets bombed the neighborhood.
Emily, there has been a wave of bombings across Iraq today. 19 are dead, dozens wounded. The attacks had been targeting Shiite pilgrims in ethnically disputed areas in the north. We're seeing gains on Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 54 points. A movie mystery in Illinois.
It is a mystery that arrived at the University of Chicago, and all signs point to Indiana Jones. A package showed up addressed to Henry Walton Jones, Jr. It took them a while, but they figured out the intended recipient is the fictional character once enrolled at the school, Indiana Jones. But the mystery grew when the package was opened. Inside was Abner Ravenwood's diary, a recreation of it. It's the Ravenwood tale of the Ark that sets in motion the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Someone went to a lot of trouble with the would-be diary. But why? It's not a Hollywood prank or promotion. The folks who make the Indiana Jones movies say they're baffled. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
In theaters over the weekend,
Bilbo Baggins.
A Hobbit Adventure topped the box office, $85 million opening weekend for the first in a new Peter Jackson trilogy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM for our second hour. 8:05 in the morning, December the 17th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got a lot of things going on this hour, so let's go right to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 54 points at 13,189. The S&P 500 is positive 8 at 1422, and the NASDAQ is positive 15 at 2987. Active stocks today include Citigroup up 92 cents at 38.52, and Sprint Nextel down a penny at $5.54. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 5 cents at $8.34, and Bank of Commerce is up 5 cents at $4.68. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 1.72%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 63 cents at $87.88. Gold is up $1.60 at $1,698.60. And silver is down 11 cents at $32.19. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. Our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 to find out just what's going on Wall Street and how you know you can work your way through the morass there, or stop by at Park Marina Drive in Reading. Okay.
And we have a special guest finding about what's happening in the world. It's Mr. Santa!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Gee, it's good to be here, sir. And we want my reindeer and my elves want everybody to know that we are flag-waving Americans. And it's a pleasure to be here, sir, with you and your lovely bride.
Santa, you know what? We're glad that you decided to stop by here. And I wish we had our video cameras on, as we will next year, just so people can see Santa. This is a very, very Santa person
Santa,
here.
And my Santa, your beard is exceptionally long
this
year.
Oh, well, yes, listen, Mama pulls on it now and then.
Well, Santa looks a little leaner this year.
Just wait till I get the super carbo diet. I mean, the cookies are out of this world. Oh, I'll be there, believe me.
Okay, Santa, you got some things going on here.
Yes, sir, I do. You know, I want to make it clear that Santa and his elves are watching kids all year long. And we have this list, the naughty and nice list. So I'm going to go with the top 10 nastiest things that kids do all year long. Number 10 is not wiping your feet before coming inside when it's snowy out. And we just went through that, didn't we, sir?
We did.
Yes.
We went through that.
And so if you don't wipe off your shoes, you're in trouble. Number nine, not bundling up like your mother tells you to do when it's cold outside. Number eight is sharing your toys with your brothers and sisters. Number seven is knocking down other people's snowmen. Now, that you didn't do that,
no,
did you,
no,
sir?
I
no,
never
no,
did
no,
that.
No.
We did behind
saying,
them and
at least before
cover.
The age of 18.
That's right. After 18 was okay.
All right, number six is making a mess and then blaming it on the dog, the cat, or your imaginary friend. Then number five is telling your brothers and sisters that they're getting what they're getting for Christmas from mom and dad.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you did that. Yes. Oh, I remember that. You were nasty.
Or telling them that you're not really our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Okay.
I like
that's
that.
Nasty.
Okay. Yeah, a little nuance there. Number four is knocking over a Christmas tree while wrestling with your brothers and sisters and then claiming to be a Marine to do it. I mean, really.
A little close combat there.
Yeah, and wrecking the tree in the process, especially when you'd use it to camouflage the car out there. Number three is forgetting to put out carrots for the reindeer with Santa's cookies and milk. You know, after all, it's good to get the extra cookies and put a little extra weight on, but the reindeer got to eat, too. Number two is being bad all year and then trying to nice up to Santa Claus just as the Christmas day arrives. Well, it's not going to work because we're watching all the time. And number one on the list of the top 10 nasty things is waking up early on Christmas morning to remove presents from everybody's stockings and then replacing them with coal.
Oh,
you never did that, sir, did you?
I never did that. But my sister obviously did because I got coal a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're always a good boy, right? Well, we're watching you, too. The nice list. Number 10 on the nice list is Christmas caroling. Number 9 is always saying please and thank you. You know, this list would never make the core, would it, sir?
Oh, no, we always said please.
Yeah.
but we were armed when we did it.
Yes. Yeah, those pointy things at the end of the barrel.
There you go.
Okay, number 8 is wishing Santa a Merry Christmas when you call on him on Christmas Eve. Number 7 is making special Christmas cards or gifts for the family and friends. Number 6 is reading or telling stories to your little brothers or sisters. Number 5 is wishing everyone you meet during the holidays a very Merry Christmas. Number 4 is asking Santa Claus to bring your brother or sister that special toy that they know that they really wanted. Number 3 is shoveling the busy neighbor's sidewalk and driveways. Number 2 is helping out with chores without being asked. And number 1 is asking your parents to donate food, toys, blankets, and other charities for less fortunate families here in Shasta County. Now, I'm going to go over there and ring the bell for the Salvation Army after this, out in front of the food court at the mall. But I want you to know and the audience to know that that tradition, it was Santa Claus's ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, started in 1890, and we've been doing it ever since. So we want to wish you all here a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for your service to the country.
Thank you,
and
Santa.
It's always a pleasure to be here in Shasta County. Thank you, and very Merry Christmas.
God bless you, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. We got to take a break here, Casey, in our 14th.
Well, I tell you what.
Sorry.
Okay. Before we take the break, let's talk to Elizabeth, and then we can take. Okay. Never mind. Elizabeth, call us back, please. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
Mommy and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead, and and incriminating claws marks on her back.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
The Hugh Hewitt Show is brought to you on AM 1460 KCNR by the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. See them at 3637 Eureka Way in Redding, in the Sunset Plaza next to Roundtable Pizza, or call 605-3726.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah! Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:15 in the morning. We're running a little bit late today. Santa stopped by December 17th. Really, Santa came by, but we knew that Santa was here, but he came at the wrong time, because the next thing you know, our Sheriff Jim Pope, retired Sheriff Jim Pope, had him against the wall and was frisking him. And but I'm not kidding you. I wish we had a photo of that one. But before we get started with the sheriff,
mind if you're loaded? Just want to make sure you're loaded with gifts.
There you go. And that's what he was carrying. He had concealed gifts on him. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning. Thanks for waiting, Elizabeth.
Sure. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you fine.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I've got a little static in my phone on our end, so I didn't know if you could hear me.
Well, good. So what's up?
Well, just wanted to let everybody know what we were doing tonight at the Redding Tea Party. We meet at 6 o'clock at Bonneview Baptist Church, actually formerly the Bonneview Baptist. It is now the Destiny Fellowship, and that's at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And we're just going to have a very casual meeting tonight in the spirit of Christmas. We're going to be showing The Last Ounce of Courage, which was in the movie theaters not too long ago. And I don't know if you've seen that movie, Carl, but it's wonderful. It's very focused on family and tradition, and what the meaning of behind the Christmas season really is, and talks a lot about the honor and service of our military. It is a fantastic movie, and it leaves you feeling very, very good. So I encourage people to come out and join us for that.
And what time is that, Elizabeth?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. On Bonneview.
Yes, yeah, 6 p.m. That sounds like
Bonneview
a great
Road.
Sounds great. And thank
the last
you so
ounce
much.
Of courage.
Yes.
And I've seen the previous to that. So, an outstanding movie.
It is. It's very good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great Christmas.
All right.
You
thank
bet.
You. You too.
Bye.
Okay, you know, we want to do catch up on the weather.
Elizabeth and Aaron do so much for our community, really. They're We the People on Sunday. They have a two-hour program. It's so informative. They have incredible guests.
National level guests.
They are amazing.
Here.
Okay, yeah. If you're wondering what the weather is right now, it's 47 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We are downtown on Market Street, so that's what we're showing here. We are going to have temperatures that will reach around 51 degrees today with 90% chance of showers and 10% chance of showers tonight with snow likely around 31. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to take an early break now because when we come back, we got Sheriff Jim Pope here, and we're going to get started finally with, you know, gosh, you know, Mondays with Santa Claus and everything else going on around here. So we'll be right.
Jim Pope.
Well, we'll be right
excellent.
Back.
We'll be right back with Jim Pope.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Welcome back. Reef Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, Carl in the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004, providing assistance including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All of these people that work there that assist your family are background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded and insured. If you want to find out how Home Helpers can assist you, call Sharon for a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350, Home Helpers. Okay, finally,
yay!
We get to the Sheriff Jim Pope, our retired sheriff here in You know what? We've known the sheriff for, what, 5 years since we've been here?
Yes, we have, and it's been an honor.
And you know what? This is the first time we've been able to get you on the show here. Well, you were on Linda's show the other day.
Yeah, caught me for a few minutes.
Yeah, you were whooping it up. Okay. Yeah.
Welcome.
Tell us, you know, I mean, people hear you, you know, hear of you and new people moving in, but can you give us a little background of, you know, of who you are and how you got into being into law enforcement?
Well, real quickly, I was born in Shasta County a few years ago, and 3 years old, I moved away to Stockton for 7 years. Came back in 1950, grew up north of Redding in the Pine Grove area. Graduated, well, I actually attended Enterprise Central Valley and graduated from Shasta High School, Shasta College, and Chico. Went to Navy but back in the third grade in Project City Elementary, which is Grand Oaks now, I started wanting to be a police officer. And that's kind of, in fact, in my eighth grade yearbook at Project City Elementary School, first line said, what graduates want to do when they grow older? Well, the first line says, Jim Pope wants to be a policeman along with a couple other guys. And anyway, went on, and then I was in the Navy for 4 years and came out, worked for PG&E, and I started in law enforcement at the Anderson Police Department, where I spent 26 months. Came to work for the Sheriff's Office in 1965 and retired in 2005. So totally I had 42 years, 7 months, and 11 days of full-time law enforcement. And I did some military enforcement with the Shore Patrol and so on. Uh-huh. But I've had the privilege of going from, with the sheriff's office, from a jailer to the sheriff. And I've worked in pretty much the whole office in different responsibilities. And I had a good career. I was happy that I got the opportunity to serve the people of Shasta County. And still at times I still get to be involved in a few things. So I had the privilege also of going to FBI Academy in 1983 and graduating from there and a number of other recognitions. And I have to kind of brag about this because I went down just a couple of years ago for a 50-year kind of anniversary of post peace officer standards and training. Uh-huh. They invited me down. They took a whole bunch of stuff, all my badges and everything. And I was the first law enforcement officer in the state of California to receive a post certificate, Peace Officer Standards and Training Certificate.
Wow.
So I kind of like to.
That was cool.
Yeah. I have to brag about that one. So.
Well, but, you know, Jim.
I can see that on your wall.
So you've been involved with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department since 1965. Is that correct?
Mm. July 5th.
How many people lived in Redding about then?
Well, I want to
say Shasta County, I should
say. Shasta County, I'm going to say somewhere around 50,000 maybe.
50,000 in the whole county.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the sheriff's office was about 50 people in the sheriff's office, and Redding was about 14,000. And those of that know Redding, the city limits when I started was basically the river, Shakopee River, where Shasta High School is, the Market Street Bridge, except for a little bit on the left side. The right side from Market Street Bridge, Monmouth County. Gene's Hamburger was in the county at that time.
Gene's Hamburger was in the county?
Yeah. And on the west side of 273 was down to the railroad crossing the highway. That was city. There was a city, just like north, the park and all that was in the city. But the right, the Starlight Drive-In Theater right there by the river, well, that's county. So that's kind of the size that we worked
on. Wow. And there's 50, and you had 50 people?
Well, about 50 people total with the clerks and dispatchers and all that, yeah.
Was in 65. So, I mean, really, when you think about 65, I mean, there's some people who think that's, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. But it's not, you know, to us, it's not. I mean, the 60s. The types of crime back then in 65, were they different than what you're seeing here in the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, yeah. Well, we didn't have, back then we didn't have any narcotics problem. In fact, I did a study in 1983 of 10 years with the sheriff's office, and I think we only had one or two drug cases in the whole 10 years. We had cases where we had zero drug cases. Drugs have changed the whole atmosphere of crime. Drugs are the cause of most of the crime these days.
Was marijuana a problem back then? Did the sheriff, did you arrest people for that, or was it just didn't seem like that was a problem?
Well, it wasn't a problem. I remember in high school, I learned three drug names: marijuana, morphine, and heroin. That's the three. Even when I was in the Navy, we didn't have no drug. I knew one guy that smoked marijuana back in New Jersey when I was back there in the Navy. But I never seen drugs. I never seen drugs in all my 4 years in the service, basically. And I didn't see it when my first 10 years of law enforcement, hardly. But when it started becoming a problem, we had some local people that became heroin addicts. They had moved away to San Jose and different areas, and in fact, a couple of them were basically good friends of mine. But while I was in the Navy, they got addicted to heroin, came back to the area, and they had
right,
problems.
They had
for
those
years.
Problems.
But even when you think about those days, Jim, it's not just about the three narcotic drugs or not marijuana being in there. Is that during those days, the people were not on a lot of medications? And so now the medication, the drug companies, if you look at that, there's so many medications people are on today that lead to other, even if it's over-the-counter medications, it's become a real part of our society, part of our culture. Not to take another turn, but you've probably seen a lot of that change.
Yeah, prescription drugs are really terrible. People are really becoming addicted more and more, I think, on prescription drugs.
Well, I think that the Center for Disease Control says that for the first time, abuse of prescription drugs is taken over as the most abused drug. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is a retired Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope, who we just love having on and talking to all the time. And we're going to talk about things that he has seen in the past 40 years and get his take on a lot of this, including realignment. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sal Giangrasso. Two children killed in Friday's Connecticut school massacre are being laid to rest.
The first two funerals for 2 6-year-old children killed will be held today. Candlelight vigils and several church masses will also be held in towns throughout Connecticut.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley in Newtown. Meantime, police are following every lead.
Our intent here is to peel back this onion, answer every single question, get all the facts in detail, and paint a very clear picture.
Connecticut State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance. And Friday's massacre is sparking new debate over gun control.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, an NRA member who shot a rifle in a political campaign ad, is now calling for reasonable restrictions on guns. Manchin adding he knows no sporting or hunting arena that uses assault rifles with 30-round clips. Some Republicans, however, raise concerns about any gun rights limits.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. This is a Fox News alert.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl on the Body. 35 in the morning, December the 17th. We're going to have rain today. It's 47
wow,
degrees.
Wow, we're pretty important. We've got Santa. We have Sheriff.
We have everybody here. Everybody's here. Chief of Police just rolled in. Rob Plotty will be with us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock when we do our special show on schools and safety here in Shasta County. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, Man's Last Stronghold, a great place to get a haircut, great place, great conversation, great people there. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guest, retired Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope, and we were talking about how drugs was not a problem for the first 10 or 15 years that you were in the Sheriff's Department, but then it started.
Yes, I remember marijuana started to become an issue. We would arrest people for one seed. Marijuana seed.
I remember that back then.
And
people getting arrested for that.
We'd search cars, I mean, find one seed. And that was, you know, early 70s and so on. And of course, it became more and more of a problem. I'm convinced, personally, and I did some studies because I've run Crystal Creek for 7 years, our camp out west of Reading. I've run the county jail in 1969. I run, of course, as a sheriff, undersheriff and all, and lieutenant I was in overseeing the jail. But anyway, I'm convinced, and I made it a point several times over the years to talk to inmates in custody. When did you start your drug, how did you start your drug problem, and I could put on to my hand the number of people that told me they started on something besides marijuana. That could be different today, I don't know, but that's what I've been told by people in jail,
that they started their drug usage right. And they started on marijuana,
and one thing led to another. And that course today, and I've got lots of literature today, marijuana is probably several times more powerful or more potent.
It was
way back in those days.
It's a cash crop where before it was kind of, you never knew what you were getting. Yeah. Now they're growing it and it's very sophisticated, just like you would anything else. There are, you know, people talk about, well, we're locking all these people up, which kind of leads to realignment because we arrested them for marijuana. I don't think there's a lot of people in the state jails because they possess marijuana. The state prisons. I don't believe that, just because, unless it was like a ton of it. But I mean, just for having a couple of joints, I mean, that's a ticket. So yeah, I hear those arguments.
I talked to a parole officer last night, active right now, and that's the thing we should talk about a little bit.
Let's talk about
anyway,
that.
He told me that he figures in the next year or two there won't even be anybody in prison on the ed narcotics problem.
Really?
They're not putting people in prison.
Okay, you know, we've been talking about that too. Okay, let's talk about the parole. They're doing away with that, aren't they?
Well, what he told me last night, I've been following this, that originally that our Reading office was supposed to close last June. They extended it for another year. And he told me last night that it's going to be either the Red Bluff office or the Reading office is probably going to close sometime into this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already starting around the first year. He feels there's just going to be pink slips given to a number of the parole officers, the agents. And I think that is just not good.
And why is that?
Because these parolees, these ex-cons that get out, they need supervision. They need accountability, responsibility. And for years and years, I've worked with parole officers. And these are peace officers that wear weapons, that go out, hunt down their parolees, make them responsible, make them accountable, and they're not going to be supervised. See, they're running about 53 to an agent right now. 53 parolees to one agent is what he told me last night.
Uh-huh.
And of course, probation in Shasta County, they run one officer to 400 probation.
500, 600, who knows? Yeah. Who knows at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been hearing about that they're going to shut down the Department of Parole,
yeah.
And they're also cutting money back from the courts at the same time. I mean, this is, and then we have realignment, which we need to take a break. But I'd like to talk about realignment.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't agree with it.
Well, I don't think a lot of people do, and yet that seems to be the law of the land.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back, yeah. Carl and Linda Bott. Retired Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope is with us, and we're talking about what he has seen over his storied career. We'll be right back.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:43 in the morning on this beautiful 17th. Yeah, we're looking at about a 48 degrees. Oh, come on, Burl Ives. He brings it home. He makes me feel like it's Christmas time. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Join the crew today down at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealer serving Reading and surrounding areas. Crown Motors Reading carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, and they always take pride in their vehicles. Crown Motors, and of course, give them a call. They're on Cypress Avenue, 223-2177.
Okay, our guest is a sheriff, a retired Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope, and we've been talking about his career here, and that spanned over 40 years. Realignment. We have had all of our law enforcement agencies, Tom Basenko and Chief Paletti, Rob Paletti, everybody we've talked to. We are up to our butts in bad guys.
Exactly.
This realignment is having a severe impact on our state. And what's your thoughts about this?
Well, personally, I'm opposed to the way it is, the way they handle it. Over the years when I was sheriff, at least twice, the state sheriffs that I was involved in pretty heavily, we fought that. That came up several times. And then all of a sudden we got it. And I encouraged Sheriff Asinkel here 2 years ago to don't go for it if you can. Try to fight it. It's creating all kinds of problems. Look at every day there's a
crime rate's gone up 58% on property crimes.
And you've got people running loose when they're not accountable. There's not jail facilities to hold these people, and the parole officers bring in people. They have to turn them loose because there's no place now to hold them.
Yeah, no room in the inn.
And they're not accountable. They're not responsible. We don't have the work programs we used to have to make people, to help people. I understand some of the ideas of it, but I don't think it's good for Shasta County or personally anywhere.
Do you think Shasta County has become more or less violent since you first came on?
Well, I think
violent, I mean, we read about things, we don't have a lot of violent crime here, but you've been watching it since 1965.
Well, I think it's in ways been, it's more violent. In fact, the statistics I just heard from the chief recently, the violent crime is up. Well, I believe it's up, personally, as you watch the news and you see what's going on. I talk to the troops quite a bit, but one of the things I used to say, and I don't know if I say this anymore, because of realignment and other things have caused some problems, but, Reading sits in the middle of, we have major highways. We've got Highway 299 east and west, people, transit's coming through, Interstate 5 north and south. You got Highway 44 from Reno coming here. Well, there's a lot of transit, and those folks, for years, I think were a big problem to us a lot of times with violent crime up and down the highways.
I think that's what Rob Paletti said. He mentioned that. He said it's not homeless so much as it is the transients that come rolling through here. Back when you were early on in this year, I shouldn't say your day because it's
my day.
That was my day too. Come to think of it, I was in high school getting ready to graduate in '66. Mm-hmm. Was there? Did you have a lot more leeway in how you policed or sheriffed? Was the government looking over your shoulder all the time, and the ACLU? And
well, I think we had a fine sheriff. I worked for Sheriff Bauma for 17 years, and we did have more leeway. We had more discretion to deal with people one-on-one at a time,
uh-huh.
And we had time to do more investigation than they do now. They're just swamped, and our officers, Sheriff's Office, Reading Police Department, Anderson Police, they're swamped with cases, and it's hard for them to follow up like it should be done. We followed up on everything when I was a deputy sheriff. Our sheriff and captains, we had to follow up. There was none of this filing cases. You worked everything you could, and we solved a lot of crime. But today, there's not enough people. We don't have enough sheriff deputies. We don't have enough investigators. Reading Police Department is short, and of course, different responsibilities between the agencies as far as jails uh-huh. and traffic and all that kind of thing. But it's difficult times for us.
It is
in our county.
You know, it's always been my belief that the government, uses our taxes to provide at least two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is public safety,
mm-hmm.
and two is infrastructure. And when they get anything beyond that, then every one of those, in my opinion, should suffer until we have, or should be kept at a lower pace until we have a safe streets and the fact that we have streets that you can drive on.
Well, priority, the California State Constitution, right in the first part of it, public safety is a priority. The United States Constitution, public safety is a priority. But there's so many other things in, and I think a lot of it has to do personally with the liberal part of our society that has changed so many things and so many of these people don't understand what's going on out on the street, what people are putting up with, what the police are putting up with. In fact, I used to encourage some of our probation officers and other people, leaders. In fact, I started a program at reporters, Record Searchlight reporters, to come down and ride with the sheriff's deputies, come down and ride with Reading yeah. Police Department. I've seen attitudes change when they get out and confront these people on the streets, and then see them, they'll get involved in a crime somehow. When they show up in court, they got their hairs cut, they got the trim suits on. They're not the same person that the officers met on the street.
Same jerk you arrested. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Our guest is retired Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee at great prices, finest tobacco prices in town. Veterans get discounts. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free. And the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back. No, I won't. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460 AM. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, after we've got a remote going, and I can't tell you where because it's a secret. It's got to do with the only thing I can tell you, it's got something to do with Salvation Army, and I'll be out there, but I'll be talking to you. But at 9 o'clock, we're having a special show. We're talking about school safety. Chief Rawplay will be here. Dr. Patricia Bay will be with us, a representative from the Shasta County School System, I hope, will be with us to talk about safety in schools. Dr. Bay talking about the mental health, and, of course, Chief Paletti talking about security in there. So that's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson. Reading Harley-Davidson out at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. It's time to put a Harley under the tree. Experience the ride, live the dream. Reading Harley Davidson. Retired Reading Sheriff Jim Pope is here. And, you know, this is not the only time you're going to be on, Sheriff. We expect you to come back a few more times now.
Well, we would appreciate you being on again, Jim. And yeah. We want to have your closing thoughts in this holiday season. Merry Christmas, by the way, to you and your lovely bride. And I understand you're going to be celebrating a big anniversary.
Yes, 50 years on Saturday, the 22nd.
Congratulations.
50 years.
Yeah. 50 wonderful years.
It's exciting, you know.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, you two are mainstays around the county and the city here. I mean, you know what? Yeah. I was listening. One time, Linda left her phone on at the rodeo, and I could hear this voice. And I thought, well, at least she's safe. She's with Jim Pope. She and the girls. I think there was like three girls because I heard your voice out there. It was, you know, an asphalt cowboy type thing, but I could hear your voice. And it was it's so distinctive.
I was standing there outside the car. She's in the car, and we were chatting, and but they just made an appearance there at the rodeo, you know.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, closing thoughts that you have. We've got about 4 minutes left.
I just want to personally, and if I come back, we talk about more, but I just want to personally thank the people of Shasta County for allowing me to serve for the lot of years that I did. And still, I'm still doing some things in different organizations and different places. But I want to wish them all, everybody, a Merry Christmas. I know we're in difficult times. There's difficult things going on around here nationwide. The East Coast situation is such a tragedy, and I just want to comment briefly.
Sure.
It made me think of the many times that I've went to classroom personally and sat and read to little people, and clear in the college, actually, I appeared, but these little people, and they come up and they crawl all over you in your lap,
I sit there
in uniform, and they're just reaching out, and it just makes you tear. When I watched that one teacher being interviewed, I just had tears in my eyes the other day when her class was. And anyway, I just thank the folks. I thank you folks for being community oriented and caring about the folks of this county and all our veterans and people that protect us and our law enforcement and getting the chiefs and the sheriffs and others here to let the folks know what's going on in Shasta County and Redding. It's important. It's important to the people, us as citizens, to know what's going on in our community. And I just thank people for helping me for lots of years.
Well, Sheriff, you know what? Since we've been here, your name has always been there. If there's anything that's happening, you know, you're there. I mean, and there go SFL Cowboys. You're there everywhere for that. We see you at fundraisers.
And Sandy.
That's right. Yes. And Sandy. Our sheriff now, Tom Basinko, we can't say enough about him. And it seems like Shasta County has had a long history of great sheriffs.
Well, you got people, you got law enforcement in this county that's committed to serving the folks, to protect the people of this county. And outside of a handful of sometimes undesirables, you might say, which is any organization, but most of our law enforcement here, and this chief we have in Redding,
Rob Paletti,
the sheriff,
sheriff,
and the chief in Anderson.
Yes.
I mean, Shasta County needs to be proud of these people.
I think they are. I think they really are. I think they really are, Sheriff. Mm-hmm. I think people are proud of who we have.
Yes.
As, you know, leading our law enforcement community. We're very proud of them. And they've always been accessible. They've always been here ready to share. And you're right. We are in the throes of a bad time because of financing and all that. But we've just got to keep pulling it together. We can't stop. We've got to move forward.
Well, you got people out there committed to protecting the folks of this county and standing in harm's way many, many times on a daily basis.
Okay. Retired Shasta County Sheriff Jim Pope has been our guest, and we are so happy that you're here. And happy anniversary, and Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Here on the countdown on KCNR 1460. It's Monday, 8 days from...
That's right. 8 days from Christmas. And you know what? That means, guys, you've got like 7.5 days shopping. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Thanks.
Wish are you.
Thanks.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
Unimaginable what they're feeling right now.
For the victims' families.
I don't think they've still hit them completely. It's going to be a long healing process.
Connecticut Police Lieutenant George Cinco, as the investigation into Friday's massacre continues, the first of more than two dozen funerals will begin next hour. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in Newtown.
Two funerals for 2 6-year-olds will take place soon. They will be the first of many grueling, grief-stricken stunned services for the community here. Makeshift memorials have sprung up here, the largest under the Christmas tree in the center of town, with stuffed animals and flowers, as well as signs calling for prayers, hope, and love. The school children from Sandy Hook Elementary may never attend their school again, which for now remains a crime scene. Lisa?
And Courtney, there are moving vans at Sandy Hook Elementary now, removing desks, chairs, and school equipment as the investigation continues. And more information keeps coming about the 20-year-old killer, Adam